The Shepherd's Visit to Bethlehem from Luke and the Psalms. We may think we know the story of the shepherd's visit, but what we may not know or may have forgotten is who the shepherds are. The shepherds are doing their job, and our stereotypical understanding of what shepherds do may not truly describe these shepherds. They work all day and all night, keeping watch for things that threaten the sheep, and then they need to react quickly when those threats come. The kind of person it takes to be a shepherd is rugged, strong, and fearless. As it turns out, these shepherds are good listeners, and they take instructions well. To be fearless and attentive makes this nighttime scene even more puzzling. These shepherds, when approached by the angel of God, are frightened. The men who are willing to take on a lion or run off a bear to save a lamb are now frightened by an angel of God. These shepherds are good listeners and pay attention as they shake with fear. What is it that brings out the fear in these shepherds? Is this not what we think is a typical scene in Bethlehem, the countryside? Is this not where God shows up often, and are the shepherds not expecting an angel to show up at this very time? If these are God-fearing shepherds, then this makes all kinds of sense, but if they were frightened, maybe they do not even know God. We do not hear if they are Jews or followers of the God of Abraham, or if they've even set foot in the temple of God. We do know that as a whole, shepherds were typically the bottom of the hierarchy and considered outcast in social standings. Poorly dressed, unbathed, and smelly is one way to describe them. They most likely did not have many friends outside their circle of co-workers. Going to town was not something the shepherds would do on a regular basis. Why then did God choose these shepherds to be the first to hear about the Christ child? Why do they get to see the babe in a manger even before he receives a name? The shepherds are not much different from the mother of Jesus. She is a 12 or 13-year-old girl who has low standing in the social system of the day. She is engaged for marriage to a carpenter, and her life looks pretty much like all the other common girls of her age. She is not outstanding. She is basic, and yet a good listener who follows instructions well. I'm beginning to see a pattern of good listening and taking instructions. I could go on to find others in Jesus' family tree that were not the most popular, wealthy, or high on social status before God called them to work. God used then the same type of people God uses today. This story is about God and God's actions, not shepherds and little girls. The shepherd called to be the first disciple of Jesus Christ and then sent into the world declaring the good news of God. Mary did what she was supposed to do by just being the mother of the Christ child. God is the one that comes as a baby that will grow up to give God's self on the cross. God came and opened the gate of God's kingdom for all people. Do we hear God opening the gate for us? Or are we too rich, powerful, too popular to hear God call us? Jesus is the open gate of God's kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. God of proclamation, you sent shepherds to Mary to proclaim the good news that her child is God's Son. Send us into the world to proclaim the good news of your love to all who will hear. Open the gate for all your creation in Jesus Christ. Amen.